Life after life.
Once again, upon arriving in Shambhala, Jan noticed an unusual excitement there. News had arrived from the center of the Ornilla galaxy, and the synclide of the planetary coordinators was urgently assembled. Rigdon Joppo, in his majestic hall, sitting on a high throne, announced the auspicious news.
Very soon, my dear ones, the end of suffering will come. The time of building a new civilization, a unified state on Earth, will begin with the settlement of happy families in Tibet. There, in a special place of power, a settlement will be organized where ancient rituals and customs will blend with the latest achievements of civilization, such as solar panels, solar reflectors, vacuum water heaters, Heliopolis, and other modern ecological household and housing items. But that is not the most important thing. The most crucial is that in the Great Settlement, super beings will be born. Many great hierarchs already want to be born on Earth to turn it into a flourishing garden of kindness, love, and wisdom. Among the bright beings who will settle there will give birth to these great Mahatmas, such as Buddha, Christ, Muhammad, Krishna, El Morya, Mira, Radha, and many others. Their upbringing will be handled by the higher monks of Tibetan monasteries, and they will be taught using the same methodology that was used to educate Karmapa, Panchen Lama, Dalai Lama, and that Theosophists used to teach Krishnamurti. All this will be until the age of 9. After that, we, the Hierarchs of Light, will continue their education, some materializing, others from the subtle level. And our brother Master will be there too, in his physical body, monitoring the development of these great children. By the age of 21, they will attain their divinity and, with the support of green extraterrestrials, they will depose the power of darkness, establishing a new civilization of love and light, where there will be no wars and violence, no races and borders, no influence of the dark, no lies, diseases, and other human misfortunes. However, there is one problem: finding and preparing suitable parents for such children. After all, these must be very spiritual, pure individuals. And now the Master has already opened his school, where he will prepare people for this great mission. Our task is to help him attract bright souls to his school, those who will reach such a level of love and wisdom that they will be able to bring the great hierarchs, because now, the fate of our planet depends on these future parents. They will be the happiest and most ideal couples on our planet. Let it be so.
Jan sighed heavily and looked at Rhea and Bhagavati.
It's a pity that we won't be incarnated on Earth by that time, so that through us, such glorious beings could find life on Earth. What happiness for parents to have such children. But it's okay. We will help this great cause from here.
After the synclide of planetary coordinators meeting, Jan and his friends approached El Morya.
Why do we need to create such a special settlement? Can't these great souls incarnate on their own?
Of course, great souls do incarnate on Earth, but it happens with difficulty. Firstly, like attracts like. In order for more bright and high souls to incarnate, parents must want it. However, they do not have the desire to have a child like Christ or Buddha. They think their child should be at the same level as they are, or at most resemble a well-known politician or artist. Moreover, their own level of spirituality is very weak, and cannot attract such a soul. In the settlement, we will gather the most spiritual, the best people on Earth, the sons of humanity. And through spiritual practices and a healthy lifestyle, their level will become even higher. Also, parenting is also important. In Tibet, where people are more spiritual and have the wish to embody a great soul, many more great masters are born, But even there, they are specifically identified, taken from their parents, and given special education. This is how Karmapa, Dalai Lama, Panchen Lama, and other great lamas and masters were raised. There is a special methodology for their development, and the Theosophists learned about it. They decided to place a person equal to Karmapa at the head of their movement. They found such a soul, attracted it with their intention, and raised it according to this methodology. It was Krishnamurti, but he had far surpassed the Theosophists, who only read and theorized about spiritual topics. Being a vivid individual, he distanced himself from them and, thanks to his open spiritual vision, began teaching people. He truly became a great master. However, if he or Karmapa, Dalai Lama, were not taught from childhood using this special method, their spirituality would have developed not by the age of 16, but only by 60, and they would not have been able to benefit the people of the Earth so much.
Why are there 4 Karmapas on Earth now, and they even found a 5th one somewhere?
Yes, unfortunately, nowadays it all has turned into politics, just like all spirituality in our age. Every Buddhist school wants to be outstanding, and it can be so if it has a Karmapa. So, each school manufactures its own Karmapa, and it is precisely because of this decline in spirituality that we will create a place where gods are born. Now, listen to the ancient legends that will shed light on this issue.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.